Members of the Sackler family have struck a new landmark deal. It shelters them from opioid lawsuits linked to their company Purdue Pharma and its pain medication OxyContin. Nine attorneys general fought that controversial demand for years, but today they dropped their opposition. In exchange, the Sacklers will now pay roughly $6 billion from their private fortunes. NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann reports.
Members of the Sackler family who own Purdue Pharma worked for years to build a legal firewall that would protect them from lawsuits linked to the devastating harm caused by Purdue's highly addictive pain medication, OxyContin. Washington State Attorney General Robert Ferguson helped lead the fight to prevent the Sacklers from winning that immunity. But today he announced he's reversing course.
Frankly, I never thought I would do a deal with the Sacklers when this whole thing started. But to me, I've heard from many family members who emphasize the importance of these dollars to help loved ones who are suffering. And that tipped the scales for me to do this deal.
Eight other state AGs also dropped their objections. So what changed? After a final make-or-break round of closed-door negotiations, the Sacklers agreed to boost their total payout from roughly $4.5 billion to around $6 billion. The payments will be spread over the next two decades, with most of the dollars going to drug treatment and harm reduction programs. Ferguson says he's convinced this will help slow an opioid crisis that killed record numbers of Americans again last year.
It's not letting up in Washington State or across the country. And that's precisely why we need to take these billions of dollars and put them to use to help people who are suffering from addiction.
A lot of America's biggest corporations got into the opioid business and have faced similar waves of lawsuits. But Purdue Pharma and the Sacklers have faced a unique public backlash with books and TV miniseries and articles accusing them of fueling the opioid epidemic by aggressively pushing the sale of OxyContin. The Sacklers sent a statement today to NPR, again denying any wrongdoing, saying they acted lawfully, while also voicing regret. Their medication, quote, became a part of an opioid crisis that has brought grief and loss to too many families. This deal is expected to be approved by a federal bankruptcy judge, and it will then be impossible to sue the Sacklers over opioids in civil court. But many of their critics say they still hope prosecutors will bring criminal charges against some members of the family. Ryan Hampton is an addiction activist who survived his addiction to OxyContin.
We still are waiting for the Department of Justice to take a move and press charges against the Sacklers criminally, which is permissible.
So far, no state or federal prosecutor has shown any interest in that kind of fight with the Sacklers, who've never been charged with any crime. Brian Mann, NPR News.